All right, welcome back to Talking Baseball. My next guest is the Manager of Education and Cultural Development for the San Francisco Giants. She works with a ton of minor leaguers in the Latin Connection. Let me bring you into Laura Nunez. How are you doing today, Laura?
Doing well, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for joining me. And let's go back in time. You've been with the Giants since 2016. Let's go before that. Let's go back in your days in Santo Domingo when your dad really kind of introduced you to baseball because he was a softball player and you kind of learned the game from him. And tell us how that all came about when you were a little daughter in Santo Domingo.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember, you know, Saturdays was softball day with dad and his friends from work. And, you know, he would just take me to the park, and I would kind of just hang out there, you know, dugout, you know, anywhere you could really hang out and kind of just see the game and learn from them. And, you know, to this day, I hear the sound of the cleats, the smell of the gloves and the baseballs, and it just brings me back to those, you know, Saturday mornings with dad. That's where I learned to play catch, kind of learned, you know, the ins and outs of you know, teams and how guys interact with each other and just the fun that, you know, being a ball player is. So
yeah, and you also, yeah. Your dad also took you to the Dominican Republic Winter Ball, and that's where you really kind of fell in the game of baseball and started following the stars and starting to understand the game of baseball. But one of the things that I really thought was impressive was in Santo Domingo, you went to an English-speaking high school, and you kind of learned to be bilingual. How was that in high school level, and what made you do that?
Well, yeah, I actually, I lived in New York when I was about seven, eight with my grandparents. And, you know, that's where I picked up the language. And when we moved back to the Dominican Republic, I think that they thought it was important, for me and my sisters to, you know, continue speaking the language and kind of understanding the U.S. culture. And so they enrolled us in an all bilingual school. Basically the only two subjects I had in Spanish were, you know, Dominican history and Spanish. So to this day, I feel more comfortable like writing, reading, and doing most of the things in English. And it was, you know, it was an awesome experience. It allowed us to, you know, still be in our home in the Dominican Republic, but also, you know, become really familiar with the U.S. culture and, you know, speak the language, which I think is an incredible tool to have nowadays and back then as well. So that was a really awesome experience and, you know, forever thankful and grateful to my grandparents for taking those steps with us and really providing us with, you know, a second language as a great gift.
And what you did with that gift, you really helped the Dominican Republic people, the disparities to giving people access to language and to learn skills from it. And that kind of sets you up in this new role. Tell us a little bit about what happened between high school and then learning how to translate and get back to the people.
Yeah, so, you know, when you in the Dominican Republic, bilingual schools are usually, you have a little bit more privilege. And I wasn't really aware of that until I graduated high school and went on to college. And then I really started to see the disparities and the things that, you know, I wasn't aware of as a child growing up. And I always had the calling of, you know, giving back. You know, I think my grandparents gave me the gift of English. And so I went into teaching at a very young age. And I started, first of all, with, you know, with little kids, and that was super fun. But then as I started to get older, I eventually started teaching for this program that was called the English Immersion Program in the Dominican Republic. And it is a national program. And what it does is it provides scholarships for underserved college students in the Dominican Republic. And, you know, I fell in love with, you know, just giving back and just being supportive and providing, you know, a career in essence for college students if, you know, for any reason their actual careers didn't pan out. I think just being a bilingual in the Dominican Republic is a career in itself. So after a little while, I kind of made my way up in that program, and eventually I started supervising nationally. And that means that I would get to travel to, you know, small towns where this program was in place, and the impact that, you know, the English language had on the communities and, you know, jobs it created and how it changed, you know, families was completely amazing to me. And that's something that I'm deeply committed to, just giving back and providing, you know, leveling the ground, providing an opportunity for people who, you know, may not necessarily be able to leave their hometown, but, you know, can I don't know, operate, you know, in a tourist, for example, in a touristic environment and provide services for tourists. And that's a great job in itself. So realizing the impact that that alone had was something that I, you know, I'm very proud of and hold very close to my heart.
Yeah, I felt that in reading a couple of articles on you, and I just wanted to bring that up because those are things that happened before you got into this job. Major League Baseball had a job opening for the San Francisco Giants, and literally it wasn't what you're doing now. It was kind of just set up to help players, but you have taken a different role with this. And tell us some of the things that you do with the Latin players and a lot of the prospects. Of course, they're so young. And tell us some of the things that you have set up for them.
Yeah, so, you know, English, of course, is, you know, teaching English and setting up an English program for them to be able to develop communication skills and language and thrive when they're out here, you know, competing and working with their teammates and coaches in English is something that is, you know, super important to the program. So I would list that as number one. And then we also have the CENAPEC program, which is the equivalent of a GED program. A lot of the players don't get the chance to, you know, finish high school or even finish school. And we have a literacy program and a CENAPEC program, which is gives them the opportunity to graduate high school. Aside from that, we have a life skills program, and that goes, you know, it includes everything. You know, it teaches them how to be a professional, how to, you know, make good decisions and improve their critical thinking skills, set up bank accounts, and then anything that you can imagine that goes with, you know, the life skill programs is kind of falls under my umbrella. And it is one of my favorite things about the job is just supporting the guys, not only in, you know, their, I guess, professional development and giving them the tools, but, you know, helping them out as humans. You know, this is how mm-hmm. you order food.
Right.
This is, you know, this is how you set up a bank account. Sometimes I'm a shoulder to cry on. Sometimes I'm, you know, that voice that pulls them in a little closer, like, hey, you got to straighten up and, you know, you got to do better. Sometimes I'm that person that listens to family problems and you name it. I mean, I think that's my favorite part of the job. Absolutely.
Well, one of the things I love to hear is you're 5'4". You have energy like a lion, and you're dealing with a male-dominant profession in baseball, and some of these guys are 6'4", 6'5", maybe even 6'6". You never know, but, you know, these are guys that are all upcoming prospects, and some of the things you have to do is kind of break down that barrier to have them understand what you're trying to do for them, as well as what you're preceding for them to get better at. How is that so difficult?
Yeah, so, you know, it goes back to, like, that time in the dugout with my dad and his buddies, you know, being a, I don't know, 4, 5, 6-year-old, and just being around, you know, big men and yelling, and it doesn't really intimidate me. It doesn't, you know, it feels like home to me, and you know, these guys are super generous and kind, and really, when they understand that you're someone that they can trust, and you're someone that is there to really just provide support for them, they take you in and they, you know, they go to you. And so to me, it hasn't really been, you know, I think the fact that they're huge, was definitely like my first, you know, my first month there was like, okay, these guys are a real deal.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, once you break down that barrier of like size and stuff, I think, they become very accepting and they become very, relying on you. So, again, one of my favorite parts of the job.
That was Laura Nunez. If you'd like to hear the whole conversation I had with Laura, go to All KNBR Podcast, and you can hear the whole conversation I had with her. Sensational young lady working with the Giants. We'll be right back on Talkin' Baseball, KNBR, the sports leader.